I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about the changing marijuana laws. Last November, voters approved the use of recreational marijuana. What has that meant to the Chillicothe Police Department up until this time?
Yeah, so since that passed, we have been doing a lot of research and some training and just trying to find out where we go from here as law enforcement. And so we've been in contact with the Police Chiefs Association. We've been following some of the stuff they've implemented per the Amendment 3 to the Missouri Constitution. And so really just also working with the city attorney and the administrator as well, getting a plan in place. And I think one of the very first things that we needed to do was create an ordinance for the city of Chillicothe for some guidelines to go by, not just for the police, but for citizens as well.
They passed that ordinance. It specifically deals with marijuana, and there are several sections to this new ordinance. Let's start with who can possess marijuana.
Yeah, so anyone over the age of 21 can possess marijuana at this time. A lot of work went into this ordinance, and it follows state statute. But we just needed to pick it apart and study it so we knew what we were looking at. But that's one of the main things is anyone over the age of 21 can possess and use marijuana.
Where can it be used?
It can be used more so at your residence, but more the more important thing is where it cannot be used. Prohibited places, you know, restricted in public places. So what that looks like is no person shall consume marijuana in a public place unless permitted by law. And then a couple of the more important things is no person should smoke marijuana in a location where tobacco is prohibited, and that's in city parks and on city property. And so I think that's what we're going to be looking at the most is probably the enforcement is in public places such as our parks and places like that. Because you got to remember, like tobacco, it affects the people around you. And so we really got to focus on that because especially at our parks, you know, there's children there and there's other adults there that don't necessarily agree with what's going on. But it's part of what the voters voted on.
How about use in a vehicle?
So that's a highly looked at area that we're going to be enforcing is driving under the influence or driving while impaired. We've already seen this last year, our enforcement numbers on DUIs go up, and actually they've quadrupled. So we're looking at that. We've been sending people to training. There's a lot of focus on marijuana usage right now so that we can be better at enforcing those laws and ordinances. Because while it is legal, it's not legal to drive impaired. And that type of thing hits your system quickly. And so never get behind a wheel of a vehicle and use marijuana in any form or fashion.
What does impairment look like for marijuana?
Yeah, so there's several things. It's going to look a lot like alcohol and being impaired on alcohol, but there's going to be some things we can tell by the eyes, the skin. And so that's things we're training on right now, and we see a lot more training this summer. We do a couple things. One of the specific things we do is A-Ride. And so it's a course offered by the state, and we have sent, I'd say, a quarter of our patrol to that schooling, and our focus is getting everybody complete this year on what that looks like and getting that completed.
Sounds like that training is very important.
It is important because there's things, you know, a lot of us at the department have combated this issue for several years, but haven't been really trained on the impairment of it. We have over the last few years, but it's becoming much larger than what we've ever dealt with. And so we have right now on staff, we have a DRE, which is a drug recognition officer, and he does a certain test that he can tell the impairment of what you're impaired with. And I see in the future us having two or three more of those, which costs, but I think it's important because our job is to make our roadways safer. And we really got to do it through partnering with the community. You know, if you're going to use it responsibly, just like alcohol, use it responsibly. We can't control whether you use it or not, but we want you to use it responsibly.
What about enforcement?
That's been a big question lately. Matter of fact, after this ordinance was passed the other night, a concerned citizen was vocal about how we were going to enforce it. And so what that's going to look like is I think that we're going to partner with the other department heads and city government and putting signs up in prohibited smoking areas. You know, this is going to be, a lot of it is going to be reactionary. People are going to call about someone smoking in a prohibited place, and we're going to have to enforce that. We're going to have to write the tickets for it. And then the other facet of that is being proactive on our impaired driving cases. You know, the training, we're going to have to be better at that. We're going to have to be more focused. And all my staff knows that we're all about making this community safer and the roadway safer. And so they're out there. And we've shown over the last year that we're enforcing it. We're proactive in making these roadways safer for our citizens. So for us, you know, it's going to be easy once we get there and start seeing these signs of impairment.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.